You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why is the first one, the bracha, is written to Yaakov, and the second one is Yisrael? Yikavti v'shimun b'nei Yaakov, v'shimun Yisrael avichem. Nire lefarish b'shitut, so b'nei Yaakov is Yaakov shos lidosa, because the first one, b'nei Yaakov, is the children of Yaakov. Children of Yaakov means relating to the time when they were born, the Nasu Bonav, and that's the time when they were their children. So Bnei Yaakov, when they became children, is when they were born. And therefore, it's Yaakov, because Yaakov was his name when they were born. But later, he got the Shem Yisrael. Then listen to Yisrael, your father. And that's why he changes the name to Yisrael. So it's so funny. So the Gabe de Brocha, put it together, right? The Gabe de Brocha, you relate to Bnei Yaakov, to the children. And the children became the children of Yaakov because they were born when Yaakov was born. The Toichecha, the rebuke, the Pasuk says, El Yisrael Avichem, listen to Yisrael, your father, relates to the father. And the father changed his name. And that's why he's Yisrael. So says the Rebbe Soloveitchik, that's why it's very clear. Legabe Bonim, when they became Bonim, it's called Yaakov. That's Yaakov. Yisrael, Avichem, Yisrael, if you want to listen to the father now is Yisrael. That's why the names are different. But the question that remains, it puts two and two together, I connected that. Why is the Brocha related to the Bonim and therefore to Yaakov? And why is the rebuke connected specifically to Yisrael and specifically to the father? Why is one to the Bonim, is one to the father? So the Brocha, let's remember, right? The Brocha is connected to the children, and therefore the children were born when Yaakov was there. So the Brocha relates to the children and to Yaakov. Ashenke, the rebuke is shayach to Israel, because it relates to the father, not to the children. And the question is why? So if you put it, it's very geshmakidiyuk, but the question is, what does that mean? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two is the following. The Gemara in Megillah. Says the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah is a Gemara that's the COVID of Daf Yomi. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yomi, base. Everybody knows this Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar, Mitzchim, Yom Elech Adam Yagati Velo Matzati. If somebody says, I worked, I toiled, Velo Matzati, I couldn't find it. Ultimately, don't believe it. Lo yagati matzati, someone says, I did not toil, but still found it anyway, altamin. Yagati matzati, someone says, I toiled and I found it, matamin, you believed it. It says, the Gemara, hani mili v'divrei Torah, masomatan siyata mishmaya, that's v'divrei Torah. So v'divrei Torah, a person, the process is yagati matzati, you work and you find it. So this is the Gemara. So there is a chidush harim. The chidush harim is a word from a lot of people, but decided since we are talking about gear, we're going to learn what chidush harim says. Says chidush harim. Chidush harim is not here. It's in Parshas Kisisa. Be'medrash ve'iten el Moshe v'dichsiv matanot v'imyar chivloi. The pasuk says ve'iten el Moshe. Chidush Baruch Hu gave the luchos to Moshe. Ha'odichsiv matanot v'imyar chivloi. That the matana that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, he basically widens. The Kodesh Baruch Hu matana is a matana that he widens, he makes it larger. Pirush. A matana that a person gives of his own, a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it bigger. What does that mean? Pirush. Because you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe, but Moshe forgot, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu had to give him again the matana. Why does there's two processes? Because Moshe gives to Moshe. He Moshe forgets it, and Moshe has to give it again. So that's what the pasuk says. Matan odem yarchiv lo. Because Moshe gives the matona a second time in a bigger sense, like it's a two-step matona. So why is that? Om nashin noisim on the filo matona noisim rafi gyosi achar shiyoga. Or Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a gift. He doesn't give a gift ever for nothing. Kodesh Baruch Hu only gives a gift if the person did work for it. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, for 40 days he had to not eat and not drink. Kodesh Baruch Hu could not serve big meals in Shemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to fast. Achar kach nitlo b'matona, and then you give it a matona. That's the word. The word is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to work for it. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. He worked. He forgot, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu regave it. And he says, "Vezeo pirush yagati umatzati tami." That's what the Gemara in Megillah means to say. I toiled and I found. So Hine Matzati Umitzia, because the word Matzati is finding something. And finding is, the Gemara says, right, Mitzia is only found by Sachadas. A Mitzia is found without a person looking for it. A Mitzia, a find, and the person is not looking for it. So the word Yagati and Matzati really don't follow. And that's a Chiddush HaRim. The truth is, B'Shemagro, that Yagati means I worked and I found. Once again, finding it is when you find something without work. And working means you have a result, not find, not a mitzia. So explains the chidushi apirush kachushi kifigi yosu yishlo mitzia. You have to do the work, but the work does not create the result. Is not the derivative of the work. A person needs to work, and according to work, is able to find a mitzia. And he says like this: the apirush kachushi kifigi yosu yishlo mitzia. Meaning, you find, the Torah is always a find, but the find is a directly correlated, not a result for your work, but is correlated to your work. Which has a lot of different levels of matona. He only gives matona to Israel. Once again, if it's a matona, why don't everybody get? Why only Jews have this post? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives a gift which is correlated to the work. It's not a result of the work, but it's correlated to the work. That's why yagati umatzati. If you have yegia, you find it. The finding is not a direct result. There is no direct results. It's correlated, but is not caused. There's no causation. There is correlation. That's yagati umatzati. Yegia is necessary. And the gear leads to matona, but doesn't cause the matona. A person, these two are separate and not in itself themselves caused by each other. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be 40 days not eating the Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the matona. Moshe Rabbeinu worked, he forgot, so he didn't get result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him matona as a relationship to the word. That's Yagati Umatzati. That's the Chiddush HaRim. And you see, we're going to soon see that the Briskerov says exactly the same thing. Look at the Briskerov. The Briskerov asks the same question. What is it work to find a Mitzia? They have somebody, they are boats who are hired and built to find a treasure. But that's not a Mitzia. They're looking for something. Mitzia is Besa Chadas. You're not looking for. So why is the Losh Mitzia Chargiyah? So says the Rav, something similar to the Chiddush HaRim. That's how Torah works. Shegiya mitzurefer lemitzia. The work relates to finding. Because if you have a kush, a kasha, and you work very hard, there are many ways a person thinks, comes to the terutzim, and those terutzim are not right. And find that person gets the right yield. How many times a person works and it's so many answers, so many approaches that they don't work. And then finally something works. And usually the terutim that you worked before, they don't lead to the next terut. They are the first try, but the first try you go and you try and you fail, and then there is another one. Why you never get right away the terutz, Bisalevi says. Why do you have to fail? Right? We all know that Bisalevi is telling you the Gemara. The Gemara says that we know that Torah is called the machshela. Torah is called a stumble because ein adam oimed al divrei Torah and ken nichshavim tchila. Person only gets on our Torah after a failed attempt. Even though the final result is not caused by the failed attempt. Why do you need the failed attempt? The same way the Sfasema says, you need to have work because the finding is not caused by the work, but it's correlated to work. The only reason because you failed and you tried, therefore you get the schus to get something else. And the question is why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying like this, your work doesn't cause, it's not a causation, but is a correlation. Why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Derech Hanhoga this way? Yagati leads to Matzati, even though the Yagati doesn't cause the Matzati. And the question is, why do you need the Yigiyah before? How does that fit within the result? If the Yigiyah does not cause the result, it leads to the result. It at least correlates the result. And if you see, this is the Brov. So this is the Beis Aligi. Brov says, "Biyahad yichsi b'mishle im tivakshena kakesev." Okay, Brov says a beautiful word. "Tivakshena kakesev chamatmoyim tachpesena." If you search Torah like silver, and chamatmoyim tachpesena, and you search like a treasure, as tovi nieras Hashem, only then you listen to Hashem. So you have to do things. You have to search. You have to look for it like silver, like money, and you have to search like a treasure. Obir, the binyon elam haze yesh tei b'chinot. You know that in elam haze you have two b'chinas. Echad socher, there is a businessman. Shelifnei shoyisa mizcha kvar oyse chesher shalodas vera kamir vya mizcha. Every time you make an investment, you have a return on investment. You have an expectation. If you go ahead and you have something called a profit margin. So it's something which is very easily measurable. That's business. Shelifnei shoyisa mizcha kvar oyse. Okay. But there's another one, going to the people who look for treasures, and you don't know what you're going to get. You don't even know the real result. They don't have any expectations of profit. They don't have any expectation of margins. They don't have any return expectations. Because it's very possible that you search, and you get nothing. In other words, if you search for oil, you have some kind of a survey, geological survey, you know what to expect. But that's a soicher. But then there is something that is somebody searches and he's just using potluck. That's why it's possible that you could work for years and you just have dry wells. And sometimes you get right away. And that's the posuk, right? The posuk says, Torah, you have to search like both. Kakesef. If you look for it like money, which is with a return, with expectations of return, something already planned, pre-planned, and pre-assigned, or look for it as a treasure. So those two are in Torah. There is always something that you have to do a result. You know, if you learn daf yomi, you learn a daf a day, you make a cheshbon in 7 years. So there is something with the cheshbon, it's very all pre-planned. In other words, if you learn daf yomi every day, you know that in 7 half years, you're going to be celebrating Siyum HaShas. You do daf HaShavua, you take your 50 years. Whatever. There is a pre-planned program with a pre-assigned goal and result. That's one. The cheshbon Torah b'china shniya, but there's a second b'china always. But then there is a siyata d'shmaya that comes. That's not a direct result. It's not caused by the learning. It is a correlation that you put so much work into it, you achieve something that there's no direct causation, and you can't even know what you're going to get. Basically, like finding a treasure. That's how Yegato Matzata is. Zeo Pirush Apsukim. Intevakshena kekesef. If you search Torah like money, Zeo Bchina Artanu Kmobinyem Israel, look, do it like a business, you do a return. If you look at Torah like a return on investment, that's one. Vebchina Shnia Mechadat Moimtechatzel. But not only you get Torah like an investment result, you invest in time to get a result, but you look for it like searching for a treasure that you get something beyond. That's a b'china shniya. She v'chaps in Torah v'rashamayk matmoyim that you get and you search like a treasure. So Torah has these two b'chinas. Tevakshena kakesef v'chamatmoyim tachpesena. And the question is why? What's the anhoga that you have this duality, this dual perception? Kakesef v'chamatmoyim. Yigia u'metzia. What is this duality? Yigia u'metzia. Why is there such a thing? They're not caused by each other. Why they are correlated and why do they have to have a yigia? So in other words, when you learn Torah, you need a double approach. You need to have a pre-planned idea. I'm going to learn this many Mishnahs. If I learn Mishnahs a day, I'll finish this. To have a very, very defined, drawn result or plan. And then realize that this will give you in a step function, something way above that you're expecting. Tevakshena kakesef uvechamat moinin tachpesena. Why is that the case? Why is Dan Hog in such a way? So that is question number two. And then question number three is the Groin Mishle. says the Groi Mishle in this pasuk, Nefesh Amel Amel Aloy. The one who works, the work result is yours. Ki akaf alafi, because you're able to force your mouth, right? Nefesh Amel Amel Aloy, you get the Amel Ki akaf alafi, because the mouth forces you. What does it mean the mouth forces you? So the Gros says in Mishle, Nefesh Amel Kmo Shekos, V'lomad Ta'ar Be'al Ta'achzit Yovel Atzmecha. The Mishnah says, if you learn a lot of Torah, don't take the credit. Why? Ki L'kach Notzarte, you were born for it. I mean, don't take the credit for learning Torah a lot, because you're born for it. Meaning, you're pre-born with it. V'hainu, She'lo Yimdim Lo'od Ba'bet Enim O'kol HaTorah Ma'sheyeh Be'chol Yisodom La'siga. Meaning, all the Torah that you're going to get is already, you've learned already before. In other words, all the Torah that you're learning, you're not learning something new, you're just restoring something which was there. If you become a Talmud Chacham, don't think that you achieved a lot. Basically, you are just restoring something that was pre-programmed, right? The same way our DNA has encoded all of our traits, Torah is that. So the Torah Mishnah says, don't hold yourself such a big accomplishment because you're just restoring what was there. That's what it means. Yagata umatzata. Yagata umatzata timing. Because it's a metzia. Because it's something that was there and that was lost. So in other words, when you're learning, you're restoring something that was a metzia. The yagia leads you to find what was really yours. So there's no causation, right? But you're finding a treasure which has been within you, but you could not reach without your gear. So by your learning and having the fioim and investing the time, you're not acquiring knowledge, you're restoring knowledge. That's why it's called a metzia. Yagati umatzati. The learning that you acquire allows you to restore something that was already there. That says, nefesh amela omlalei. The work of the nefesh is his work. So because the Torah, is because the learning that you use your own mouth, okay, the learning forced you. So know this, you earned the work that you put in, you earn. Because your mouth, what's already in there, that is what's forcing you, that's what's coming out. That forces you to do more mitzvahs. So in other words, the fact that you're learning, it restores and inspires for you something that you have inside of you, and that side of you is much greater than what you learn, and that forces you to do what's right. And just the opposite, the more learning that you're restoring is going to force you to learn even more. So says the Groh, the process is truly like the Bris Groh is explaining. If you go and you search Torah, then you find the treasure that's within you. So in other words, you're not digging the treasure. By acquiring something, you get the treasure which is already within you. So again, this is a different dimension what the Bris Groh and the Beis Halevi and the Chiddush Arim are saying. So we see there is this duality. And this duality is not only that by doing something, it leads, it is correlates to something which is a metzia, but that metzia is actually within you already. So in other words, you're really finding like a metzia, but the more you work in acquiring things allows you to restore or to reach out something that's already within you. So in other words, the Torah of the Malach, which is already us. That's why we can't go ahead and say, you know, something we acquire so much learning. Because the learning that we acquire means nothing. The acquisition of learning inspires or triggers you finding the learning which is already encoded within you. That's Torosoi. Kevan the Hege, that's the Pshat Negmar. The Gemara says, first it's called Torah Sashem. But given Shehogaba, when you start learning, becomes your Torah. According to this Groh, it's Givaldic, right? Because the more you learn allows you to discover within yourself Torah that's encoded. And that's something very fascinating. So not only like you saw the Bris Groh and the Chiddush Arim, by learning Torah, you get something that is not caused by your learning, but is correlated to your learning. You have to understand why is that. But just deeper, the more when you learn something allows you to recover, to restore something that's already within you, right? The omal is the omal loy, meaning you're doing it for yourself because you're restoring yourself. Why is this anhaga? So basically, we have three questions here, right? The first question, so the idea of brocha, this duality, right? Brocha and tochecha. Brocha and tochecha, one is called Shmiya, the other one is called Kabbalah. One is called Yaakov, the other one is called Israel. One is called Mitzad the Bonim, is brocha. Mitzad tochecha is the Kabbalah. It's called Avichem, it's called from the father. The father is the source of the tochecha, the children are the source of brocha. Why? And the question is, where is the brocha, the tochecha? You only have a brocha. Where is the tochecha? Right, the brocha, some of them were warnings, but why is the brocha and the tochecha? Lechor appears that some got a tochecha and some got a brocha. If you read the psukim, it looks like Reuven, Shimon, and Levi got a tochecha, they got a rebuke, but everybody else got a brocha only. What does that mean? Okay, that's question number one. The question number two, Yegato Matzata, we saw the Chidusharim and we saw the Briskerov, and both of them have the same idea that that Torah works, that you do work, and the work is correlated to Metzia, but it's not caused by the Metzia. The learning is that you do work, according to the work, you have to find a Metzia. And the question is, why is Torah in such a way, right? And Rizkov even verbalized, if you search for it like money, then you find like it was a treasure. And then you saw number three, the growth. The growth says even more. It's not that you find it's a real treasure, because the more learning you do, allows you to discover within yourself what's the pshat and why is that the case. So to answer all these three questions, like always, we're going to go into the Sfasemes. So the Sfasemes, we're going to see how the Sfasemes goes and how this is built on, in some ways, in the Zohar, in the Tikkun Zohar. So the Gro Tikkun Zohar says the same, and we'll see how the Gro says a similar idea in the Deretz Eliyahu also. So the first one is in Tafresh Nun Ches in our parsha. And I think that this, by the way, this Sfasemes is like always the Sfasemes, right? It takes ideas which are very, very esoteric or perhaps very abstract ideas and translates into very practical steps in life. Says it like this: "Show me Here again, this idea, the Rov, the Biskrov is already medayek. That we saw by Rav David, the Targum, the Pasuk says Shimu twice. Kmo shekosa b'chol mokom shamoa tishmu. Shmia is always in this double language, shamoa tishmu. V'chazal dorshu im shamoa b'yosham tishmu v'chodesh. If you listen to the old, tishmu v'chodesh, you listen something new. So what does that mean, this duality of something old and something new? The Ine Chosav Yokom Eidus B'Yakov. The Pasuk says the Torah was an Eidus, or the testimony for Yaakov. Eidus B'Mokom Shesh Tarum is Eidus. The only time you need Eidus, you need testimony, you need a witness, is in something which is not very clear, right? Something that's very obvious, right? That all the Badayonim are Eidim. You don't need Eidim, right? That's the question, Eid Nasedayin. It's even question if it's possible for an aid to be a diet, because aid has to be in a place which is unclear. The lack of clarity relates to aidus. And this is the world of etzadas, which the world is confused. So aidus is trying to search for the truth in the world of confusion. The Torah Sambi, so the Pasuk says, Vayakom Eidus beYaakov. Torah is Eidus in Yaakov, and Torah Sam beYisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Israel. So you see, the Eidus is in Yaakov, and Torah is Israel. So he says, that it's Adas and it's Achaim. We have the two Eitzime in Gan Eden. One is Eitz Adas and Eitz Achaim. The one of Eidus, Torah and Eidus, is the idea that you have to work to search the clarity. That's Eitz Adas. And Eitz Adas, as you saw right in the Psukim, that Eitz Adas is Derech Eitz Achaim. From Eitz Adas, you could lead to Eitz Achaim. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu created, right, put the Malochim that created the lat acherav amisapeches, there is like this sword which keeps switching to prevent you from going to Eitz Chaim. But Torah some Bisroel, it's a Chaim, and then there is such a thing called Eidus, Torah's Eidus, that you have to go ahead in this world which is so confused, Lata Karva Misapechas, to struggle with this Adas. Vem Shnei Hashem is Yaakov Yisrael, right? Yaakov is the Shem, which is the Mehalach, right? Is the Eker, is the heel of the person. And Yisrael is the one which is Sarisem, Noshim, Belukim, and Lukim, and Noshim, Tuchal. Ve'azeh Shomim, Asam Nafsheinu B'chaim. The Pasuk always says this duality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places us in life, ולא נסן למות רגלינו, but it didn't allow us to fall. והדרגה תחתונה, I mean, there is a lower level, which is level of confusion, of search. It's Adas. Shal Shem זה נקרא Yaakov. Yaakov אבין נקרא לזר של Shem. So we are Yaakov in Israel. Yaakov is the struggle of Etz Adas. And if you struggle with Etz Adas, it leads you to Etz Chaim. והזה נקרא לזר שתי Shem. That's why we have the two names, Yaakov and Israel. The two names remain. Right? Yaakov is Etz Adas, is the struggle, is the search, is called Eidus. And then there is something called Etz Chaim. And that's why the first one is Yaakov, and Yaakov is the confusion, and the confusion is to find something which is in yourself that you have to clean up to find something which is there. That's the Golas Mitzrayim. Golas Mitzrayim is they went to the Birurim to clean themselves up, to allow to find themselves, but the search, it's cleaning. That is the old knowledge, which is the knowledge, the listening, which is the concept of struggling and finding. For a person to be mesaken his own struggles that each one has. And that's Torah Shebaal Peh. That is the struggle of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's very individualistic. That's why Torah Shebaal Peh is ours. It's our doing. After you do Torah Shebaal Peh, which is your search, Shimon Yisrael washmiya bechodesh. Then there is something new that comes. That comes from Shesh Yochmat Torah. That's about Torah. A Golus Mitzrayim is the work that you do, and that led to Kabbalah Satorah. And that's Torah Shebachsav Echem Bechodesh Yisrael. So in every person in life, you do Etz Hadas. And Etz Hadas is the struggle of life that leads you to Etz Chaim. And Etz Chaim is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's my Torah Shebachsav. Right? Yes, like Michael says, Klal Yisrael is born to the search of chometz, right? The search of chometz. That's why there is even, as we know, right, eating matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis of not eating chometz. It's almost like a result of not eating chometz. By not eating chometz, you zoyche to matzah. The growing tikkun ezoy and tikkun samechtes says the same. The Yaakov did yukne b'kis Yaakov. We know that anfoy, the sides or the wings of Yaakov Avinu goes into all the heavens. So the who Yaakov, that's Yaakov Avinu, the Yukdim Kis Yaakov. Ve'irdu b'nei Elohim, they know the Malochim came to see Yaakov Avinu and they saw that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'nav came in Yisrael, the Shoton Be'choila. So and there from Yaakov came Yisrael, that is Sholat al-Kol, and he's passion al-Kol, and he's sitting in the Kedusha. So it's the Yaakov who eats Achayim, which is called Yassol Lameis, and the Chosel Lebechel and Miskater. So Yaakov Avinu is both. Yaakov Avinu is Etz Hadas, and he's Etz Achayim. He would yuk the Odom Barishu, but he Etz Achayim. So Yaakov Avinu is also Etz Achayim. You realize that Yaakov Avinu is Etz Achayim because Yaakov Avinu Lameis is now Parsha. Mitchila bedarka de Yaakov, when he was Yaakov, tiken Etz Hadas, Tevara, Verov, Akhobrim, Sadnochash, Makimu. First, is Etz Hadas, and that's Yaakov Avinu, that's Akev. We know that Yaakov Avinu ve'Yaakov ve'ini zepamayim, the whole struggle of Yaakov is the Yaakov that he struggles with the Malach, and then Yisrael is able to win the Malach. Ve'achakach ochal me'etz ha'chayim ve'chay lo'ilam, and then by struggling of Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu is zoicha to win it, and becomes Etz ha'chayim, and then is Shmo Yisrael. So Yisrael and Yaakov are very different. Yaakov is mitzad the struggle, the Etz Hadas that leads you to Etz Chaim, right? So this is this duality. One is Yaakov and one is Yisrael. And we're going to see how this fits extremely well with Briskerov that we saw before the Targum. But let's continue a little bit more. And now we're going to go back. See, this is Tafresh Nun Ches. But I want to go back with you to Torah, Resh, and Gimel, going 5 years back. We know that the Shimon Yisrael Avichem, right, the second Shema, is the Zchus of Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is these two Shmas. Shema Bnei Yisrael is Yisrael Avichem. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu Lemes is a word that is known. The reason Yaakov Avinu Lemes, because the Gemara says, because Mazaro Bechaim of Bechaim, the same way the children are alive, Yaakov Avinu is alive. So he says, because Klal Yisrael vicariously are the representation of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu didn't die because we are his, basically, Shluchim. We are the ones representing Yaakov. Like the one says, if a son takes the place of the father has not died. Therefore, Klal Yisrael has Yaakov Avinu. That's why he says twice the word Shimu. The post says this duality. Shimi vas, listen to me, ve'atiyoznech, and then incline your oizen. Vem shnei mi'ine shmiyas. Again, there are two kinds of shmiyas. Harishon hu b'midas kol echad v'imashu. The first one is each one individual. Is tolu on your work. Ve'zeo shimi bas, bas imida. Bas is bas kol. Bas is a daughter, which means the son. It depends on the mekabel. Depends on what you do. And that is individual to each and every person because you have to do work, and the work is like the growth, like the, as Fasemis explained the one before. Each person has his own struggles, he has to do it. And then that's the first shimi. And then you just incline your ear. And then you are able to, through the work of your struggle, you're able to be me'oirer the shoresh, right? Your source, and the bitul kol adas, because then you mevatel your das by working, which is bitul etz adas, and etz achaim is something that gets to you mitzad minoisen. Kmo shekos v'shichi amich, v'chen shimu bnei Yaakov. First is bnei Yaakov, you do it. V'achar kach v'shimu Yisrael. So in other words, first is bnei Yaakov, and then is Yisrael. So shma close bnei Yisrael. Shma is you listen, and then you listen in a higher sense, which is not you individual, is Klal Yisrael as a representation of Yaakov Avinu. When you listen, you end up getting to listen in a higher sense than beyond yourself. That's why it says twice. First, you do your work to show your voice. And then, and by giving the koyach, by you doing individual the work, you're me'oyer the father to give. The same way that the ovis have the ability to be me'oyer us, we are me'oyer the ovis. The shimu in Yisrael avichem, that's why shimu Yisrael avichem, if you do, then you listen to Yaakov. By you listening, you listen, you allow Yaakov Avinu's Shmia to happen, which is basically, that's the idea. One is Nitzat Ben. What is, that's very kishmak, according to how Briskrov was Bedaik. The first one is Bnei Yaakov. That's why it's Bonim, it's Mitzat Bonim. Once you do the Bonim, then the second Shmia is not Mitzat Bonim. That's the second Shmia is Mitzat Av. You realize the first Shmia is Etzadas. Etzadas is Yaakov. That's the Yagati. And then Mitzat Noisen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to you, and that's Mitzat Noisen, and that's why is Yaakov Avichem, Yisrael Avichem. Yisrael is Avichem, Mitzat Abba. Mitzad the Abba, you are getting it. But the first Shmiya is Mitzad the Ben. Shamoya Beyoshon. Meaning, if you do the Shamoya, you get something new. And that's the Agatiu Batzat. You realize that the two Shmiyas, Mitzad the Ben, is the Yigia, Etzadas, that's Yagati. Matzati is Mitzad HaKudosh Baruch Hu that he gives to you. Right? And that comes from HaKudosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Mitzad Avichem. That's why that's the word of the brocha. The first one is a brocha. The brocha is that you give. The brocha is base, reish chof, right? Is the brocha's extension. So the first step is the brocha. And that's why the first shmiya is that we said, is shmi, you listen. But then if you do that, you could hear the tochecha. You could hear truly a warning that's coming to you. Like the brochas. Yaakov didn't give the brochas. After the Bonim listened to the brochas, they reflected, they realized that there was a message encoded in the brochas. That's a tochecha. That then the brocha, when it gets to you, you get an inspiration of something even above. That's kabilu. You're able to be mekabel, something else. That's why the brocha said before, that the brochas were dual. There was a brocha, and there's a tochecha. One is listening, the other is bemekabel. That's the idea. Beside your avoidance to listen, and that's the brocha for you to go ahead and give ribu. Brocha is base, reish chof, is always the ribu, beside the ponim. And then once you do that, you reflect that there is something there much higher. That's tochecha, that's a warning, that's an encoded message. That's mitzad avichem.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
And we're going to see that he says the same thing in Tafrish Samech Dalet. Keep to reshuv with this soul, shuv with Samichem. Shtiash news, because she calls Shabbat, Tishma Shabbat, Yoshi Mechodesh. Ke oise batoir al shmo. He says something givaldic. This is the derech. If you are oise batoir al shmo, mischach madvorim. You get things which is a chidush, which is a gift mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the matzati. Ve niftach bem soide zagduzim boem. The yegia vetzadas allows the etzachayim to shine. You realize that Torah is such. That's a miraculous thing. The more work you put in without causality, you have some kind of a correlation because it's a das, the struggle leads to Etz HaChaim. You go mitzad abonim, Shimu Bnei Yaakov, then you could listen to Yisrael Avichem. The brocha becomes an encoded message, which is tochecha. Lachen tishmu kol pol yoytze. So the tishmu, the second one is tishmu. Ikovtzu v'shimu. First of all, you should, the first tishmu. And the second one is automatically comes. Meaning, in other words, if you do, you hear something as a result that's not directly correlated to what you're doing. The same way the person, when you learn, you make your rabbi more chacham, so the rabbi is able to give you more. Because the more achon you do, the more your rabbi can give to you. That's why he says the Gemara in Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you oisek b'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns with you. What does it mean? By you doing your Torah, you cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn with you. V'lachen mikodim kosav b'nei Yisrael. First is called b'nei Yaakov, and then called Israel. The same idea, the son to the father. Kize asmo shnei Hashemus. That's why Yaakov and Yisrael. Shezochi Yaakov l'shem chodesh Yisrael. He realized that by struggling as Yaakov, he gets a name that doesn't belong to him. That's a gift to him. Ki Hashem u'in shenivro lo besakdu. Your name is our mission. By doing the mission of Yaakov, you get as a gift a higher mission. Because tikin shmo b'shleimu zochel shem chodesh. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yaakov, you do the avoid of Yaakov, and what you get is the Shem Yisrael. Ushtei shleimu yisraelu b'chlal yisrael shliku Yaakov. That's why each one individually has that. V'shem Yisrael b'shabes koydech v'zoichim v'shom yisera. That's the Shom Yisera of Shabbos Koydech. Meaning, the more you work during the week, that's the Neshama Yisera and the inspiration they get on Shabbos. In other words, the Shabbos of each and everyone is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gift is not caused by the work of Shabbos. Torach Berev Shabbos, Yoichal B'Shabbos. According to him, is the more you work with your nefesh that you have here during the week, your Zoichot HaNeshama Yisera mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which not caused by it, is correlated by it. So the avoidance of a kabel creates the noisem. This is what we said. The avoidance of the mekablim, which means the avoidance of malchus, is me'oirer, the idea of yesoid. Yesoid is the, a person does the work. The more work you do, you get an inspiration from above. The more Torah Shebal Peh you do, the more you could appreciate Torah Shebichsav. You know, the Gro says, a person who completes his avodah before his death on Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav shines to him. In other words, the more Torah Shebal Peh you have, the more you can appreciate Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is that inspiration b'lemaila. That's Yaakov and that's Yisrael. It's Shimu b'nei Yaakov, Shimu Yisrael avichem. And that's in the Neshama Yisera. We all see the Neshama Yisera is automatic. No. The Neshama Yisera is kebiyochol b'she torach b'erev Shabbos yoichol b'Shabbos. That yoichol b'Shabbos is not caused by it, but is correlated to it. Svasemis says the same idea beautifully in Parshas Vayeshev, not in this portion, a few portions before. We saw there was a Shemesh, the Yareach, and a Chadas. Our Kesher to Kodesh Boch of Bris Mila, it's always, the Bris of Bris Mila causes two things. The breeze of Yoimam Valaila. The Rebbe is Yom Valaila Ubchinas Torah Shebichsav Torah Shebalpe. We know that Yoim and Laila is Kedet Torah Shebichsav Torah Shebalpe. Kushkot Berash Yoim Le Yoim Yabia Oimer Omra Torah Shebichsav. Right? The pasuk Yom Yom Yabia Le Oimer is Torah Shebichsav. The pasuk says Yom Le Yoim Ve Laila Le Laila Chaves Daos Torah Shebalpe. That's why the dream, there were two meures, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpe, Hagodol and Mshelas Hayoyim, the more Hagodol, the sun, is the day, which is Mitzad Noise, Torah Shebichsav, Ve'akotnu, which is the Yareach, Mshelas Halayla, Torah Shebalpe, Ve'lachen ito Ezebak Yechov, that's Torah Shebalpe, you need also stars, Lemim Nebach Tzadikim, to have tzaddikim, you know, the stars are the tzaddikim in this generation, the pilpul chaverim. That's why for Torah Shebalpe, you need help. You need a hawarmi. That's why the Levona, to get more light, she gets the light of the stars. Ki Torah Shebalpe tolim b'mishal niso, Torah Shebalpe is tolim in many plalisol. V'yesh reshimu mitorah shebichsav shebalpe b'chol yesh b'Yisrael. And this idea of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpe is in every nefesh. In every nefesh, there is the work of Torah Shebalpe, which is at night, the struggle, and then you could appreciate the sun. And Bris Koidesh allows you to have these two Seder Avoida. So you realize that Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpe is Yitzchayim Mitzadas. Yitzadas Torah Shebalpe allows Yitzchayim. This is the derech to get to Yitzchayim. That's why it says Laila, Lelaila. Torah Shebalpe Yechaved Das brings clarity of Das. Right? The Nikra Laila, Torah Shebichsav. So Torah Shebalpe is called Laila. Why? Torah Shebichsav, then for Torah Shebichsav is clarity if you get there. Torah Shebalpe, told me that's all. Torah Shebalpe is Das, because you need Das, you need Shikula Das. All the avoidance of Das, Torah Shebalpe. Like Aloim Nim Lishmo. If you learn Torah Lishmo, if you do that, Loim Lioim, if you do the avoda sadas, you're able to appreciate clearly so the light of the sun. That's connected to orles, right? And that's chituch and priya. If you take the chituch, you're able to be megale the priya. That's why Torah Mila, you have Torah Shebichsav, which is Mila, and Torah Shebalpe, which is Priya, and that's Bris Yom Valayla. Okay, and then we'll see to the second dream. Like Michael mentioned, the second dream, we're going to see that the Svasemis also says exactly in this idea on the second dream. Let me just see for the second dream. That's why Torah Shebalpe is called Lechem Min Haaretz. You realize that these two avoiders is Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda and Yosef is that Yehuda is the avoider in this world that you have to learn in this world. And then Yosef gets this connection to inspiration through a dream. That's subconscious. In other words, through our conscious avoider, you're able to reach to the subconscious. And that's avoid of you than Yosef. So that's why Torah Shebalpe is Lechem Min Haaretz that Yosef. And that's also that's Yehuda. That's Yehuda. Because Yehuda is the one that allows you to uncover what's in there. You realize that Yosef always comes before, and that's the growth side before. The agata umatzata is that you have an inspiration, but the inspiration is within us. It's kematmoinim tachpesena. We knew it before. If you wrote last week, right? Yehuda is keneged davoida beolam hazeh. Yosef is that bechina, which is subconscious, which is the inspiration min hashamayim, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. It's dmus diyuk neshal aviv. So by our avoid, but we said Mishiach ben Yosef is before. Why? Because Mishiach ben Yosef is that inspiration min hashamayim is there. We have to find it. Mishiach ben Yosef dies because Mishiach ben Yehuda is the one that the Gemara says that allows Mashiach ben Yosef to be high. In other words, the inspiration from above is already here. So that's why it's so beautiful, the scroll. First, you search Torah to acquire knowledge, but the acquisition of knowledge allows to uncover the divine inspiration, which is subconscious, that is already within us. And that's kamat boyin tach besana. And that's what it says here. Shebchidatz etzadash etzorich tikun vezo. Ubchidazut, it says, what is the derech? Yuda allows you lean so yisho nikudat muna boy. A Yuda allows you to find what's already within you. Ubchidazut zichabir shemura mipsor. Ubchidatzadash etzadash lead you tetzachaim. Shetzorich tikun vezabuka shel golos mitzrayim. Uetz Yuda v'Yisrael chaver. Ubchidatzadash ubchidatzachaim. So it's a high means that you allow that nekuda that you have, that you find it, is lamshich lechem in hashamayim, Torah Shebichtav, it allows Torah Shebichtav to shine. It's exactly like this, right? Torah Shebichtav was given before Torah Shebichtav. But you can only appreciate Torah Shebichtav after Torah Shebichtav. You tachlis a Yeshua. Torah Shebichtav is tachlis a Yeshua, because then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you find the Torah that's within you, and the Torah that's within you brings other giluyim in hashamayim. Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoizer En Yocholoi. Lachen Tziv Rabbos Machshoves Belevish Vatzas Hashem Yitzokum. Rabbos Machshoves Belevish is the work that you do. Atzas Hashem, and then you get Itzas Hashem, and that allows you to do. In other words, you need that Nekuda that allows you to avoid pitfalls. Pirush, Shinitan Tkuma Leila Machshoves Shebelevish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability to go ahead in all of our struggles to illuminate and to be able to withstand. Lachen ksiv be Yosef kam alumosi. That's why Yosef is kam alumosi. Yosef is the siyata dishmaya that allows you to stand. You have to do nase b'mei ha'maise. Tzorich biur v'tikun. Nase b'mei ha'maise, you need that. And kol avoide b'mei ha'maise b'ledei aliyah b'shabbos. When you do the avoid of Nase, you get the Nishma on Shabbos. And the Nishma is a Neshoma Yisera, but it's your Neshoma Yisera. So when you get your Neshoma, you are Moshech Neshoma Yisera. And that's the idea. When you reach through Torah Shebaal Peh to the light of Torah Shebichtav continues growing on us forever. That's the idea. The idea is that the Yomea Mindset, which is the Nase, leads to the Nishma that then gives you to Neshoma Yisera. That's why you did the Nase before the Nishma. That's why you saw the Shvotim came before Yosef. You can only reach to Yosef after you do the Avodah, because Yosef is that with the, which is hidden with the Jew. That's why Yosef, the Avodah of the Shvotim, was supposed to find Yosef. And when you found Yosef, Yosef was able to grow. So that's the growth. The growth is saying that Siyata Dishmaya is reaching to that Torah that's within you, Kamat Moinim Tachpesena, and then you could find Yiras Hashem, because Kibbe Yochol is like you unlock something within you that you get Siyata Dishmaya to that. Which is the Shabbos. If you do the Nase during the week, you get to the Nishma on Shabbos, and then you reach Neshama Yisera. V'chmo ken, he says, Chag Golos Mitzrayim, Shezoch Kabasa, you go with Golos Mitzrayim, allows you to get to your core and to receive that which is Israel. V'akol inyan echadu, Be'el Shnei Yitzim, Shel Yosef, Udim, Tzabe Cholish. That's why everybody has this too. It's a das, it's a chayim. Shizorich tom liagiyat, v'bigiyaz bosa v'nefesh. The first avoida is a person has to work hard, lo itzia koach shebo. So Finn, he has to open up. He has to find the core within himself. V'achar kach hoi zeleh zeb nashamayim. And then when you go to that, you get to zeb nashamayim. So it comes out these two steps, right? You do the avoid of itzia das to reach to itzia chayim. And then itzia chayim, you get more. Rabbi said this in Chazal is called like this. Malchus gets to a teres ha-yesoid. Malchus is the ability to connect with the Mekabel that is able to get to the yesoid. In the Ever Amila, there is one part of the Ever Amila which is called the crown, it's called the Atorah. The Atorah is the crown that you're earning, which is in itself a receiver of pleasure. through is the Mekabel. It's the Mekabel as it connects to the Noisen. So the first step is for a person, the Mekabel, to do the Avoid of Etz Hadas, to reach the Etz Chaim within himself, and that Etz Chaim can receive more from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is beyond. That's what the Gro says, right? Our Avoid is to do through the learning to get to our core. And that core, that subconscious core, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us more and more, that will keep growing. That's Min HaShamayim. At Tefillin Shel Yad is Yad Keha. Like we saw last week, you get Acharka L'Siyua Min HaShamayim. And that's what you get, the Siyua Min HaShamayim. You see, the Gro says in Parshas Toldos this idea, V'Yitem Lecha Elokim, V'Hine V'Yitem U'Matona. They say, V'Yitem Lecha Elokim is a matona. Achenu Ke Matona She'Gan Ken Al Pidi, Moshe Kosa Kompio V'Shem Mori V'Rabi Zal, meaning he says, Mori Iskanim, he says, V'Shem Chidu Sharim, the Yagati U'Matzati. That's Yagati U'Matzati. Ki Ha'Mitziya She'Bo Be'Esech Hadas, the Mitziya is something that's on the time of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Yigia of us is only to reach to Etz Chaim, and the Etz Chaim is a gift much more. Once we reach our core, that core starts growing. It's Torah Min HaShamayim, because Baruch Hu gives us much more. You from us, we can never be Masigir as Hashem. When you do the Yigia, our Yigia is to reach to our core and to reach to the Noisen, to Etz Chaim, and Etz Chaim. So our Yigia is not to create Chaim. Our Yigia is to reach to Etz Chaim. When you reach to Etz Chaim is the source of life. The reason why it's done in such a way, because really there is a mila of a matona. Meaning a matona doesn't depend on our work, so it depends on the noisen, which is much greater than the mekabel. But if the matona is mitzad hanoisen, which is much greater, there is a problem. Why? Because achen ish chisoren, the man the ochel dalav delei boys is takruy, because then it's something called that's why you have two of them. Etz Hadas, which is the work of Adam to get to Etz Chaim. She is ke Adam and minds of Yot Mukha le Kabal Maton. Our avoidance is to make ourselves a kli to reach to Etz Chaim. Vezel v'etein lecha Elohim shibidin b'kol mokem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'etein lecha is matona. Elohim is mimidas adin. Right? Shibidin b'kol mokem. The matona shibidin. Look at how great the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he hid dafkei nir ha-shamayim. It's something that's because asher tzafanta, it's hidden. The hidden is the fact that it's hidden, the fact that it's a mitziah. That is Rav Tuvcha. That makes the Matona so great. The Matona so great is which is in the Armenian Kodesh Boch already gave us the Matona. That's why the Matona, the Noisen is always before. It's always within the core. Our avoid is to reach to there which is there, and that's to be tzad the Noisen. That's matona toiva, and the dish is zoich like if you give mindset is a matona, even though it's a result of the emea mindset, which it costs me shetorach ber shabbos yoichal be shabbos. V'umeinu lamam, shuma shemikoy chodem lo, v'shayofi shachas zikur zoich be lami kulchem mase. It's not something that is a direct result. It's not a causation. But it's a correlation. You can also the avoid is kele matona. When through the avoida we zoich to the matona, and that's shabbos, and that's v'itein lecha v'kibushei shelecha gam ken achon shemuchod lekabel brochas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to be mekabel the brochas. Okay, now, and Tosis Yontev says that clearly. Da shematan schoren shel tzadikin. Matan schoren is a steer, because matan is a matona and schar is a payment. So is it a payment or schar? So says Tosis Yontev on Oves base Aleph. Yesh sachar di pirotechu d'shem izmaru k'ein malchusa de'ar shetimotze b'sh'oivid la'melech v'schar pirulak tzuma. You know, when you work for the king, you have a salary. V'tiyesh k'abelav schar v'esamelech yoyis v'es v'ro v'kosu. But if you work for the king will give you a tip. You get much more. L'fishin noyis alo la'melech, because the king gives you not only what you deserve, what he can give. Or mitzad acher, schar kaze eino roi likor schar bechlech. So it's not a schar if you go to a very generous boss, it's not that you deserve. You're giving the dessert allows you to go ahead and to have the tip. Shareino Sacharoya, but it's there, Shmoya Sharikru, Matan Sharis is a matona that is a result of Schar. Fishishima Matona Ruba, Beina Matona Gamti Beklai, Zara Matona is a matona which is a result of Schar. That it's a Chaim which is created by Tzadas, is the Torah Shemichsav, which is the result of Torah Shemapeh, that is Yosef, which is the result to Yehuda. Yehuda is able to uncover Yosef. Once you uncover Yosef, his kabat moinim tach pesena is much greater. So our avoid is to reach to Etz Chaim. Once you reach to Etz Chaim is much bigger. Matan schar is the schar is getting from Etz Hadas to Etz Chaim. Once you reach the core, that core can grow much more because you reach the noisen and the noisen keeps giving, and that's the aloha matona, and that's what we say the third in the Olam Haba person goes mechayel al chayim. And that's what he says. That's why it's a matona that comes together with schar. The more you deserve, the more you get. That's supposed to say schar yitoy u peulos lefonav. Shekacho schar yitoy milas hine moir al dover bor vedo. You get a schar. Ki schar vay de bor shenito. There is a schar and you get. But then it's Pilos Elefonov. Shepilom Elefonov is Borom Chilazos Chor Kofnu Bechumat Ameruba. And the Eretz Elyo says that Hazinu Hashamayim Besish Mahoret. Hati Oznech. Hazinu Hashamayim. Shamayim is the Hazon. And here the Gro is going to say, and we'll stop here, but if you look at the Gro will say Hazinu Hashamayim Shemichsav is the Mashkar Kudubok who says you will be able to have Hazona. Hazon is the Loshon Mazan. And you realize Hazon is the ocean Moznaim, is to wait, is something scale, is something that allows you what the Gro always says, Loshon Hazona is she's boyna. What is Hazona? And he explained Hazinu Hashamayim, Kavonas Alturim Hashamayim, Vizker Hazona, the word Hazona, she lost on Havona Bidikrav. Hazona is a much deeper understanding, is measuring, is the ability to understand. So that's Hazinu Hashamayim, Vesish Mahoret, but you have to be Mekabel, Tish Mesosh Kabel Horet. Torah Shebal Pei is a Kabbalah. You make Kabbalah and you do it. But once you do it, you get much more, which is Hazona. So Vitzada Kudush Bohu first is Hazina Shamayim Vesish Maoretz. That is a Kudush Bohu Shamayim and then Oretz. But Vitzada Mekabbalah, she all says, is Hazin Yeretz Vesish Shamayim, which is exactly the opposite, right? Which is first the Tish Maoretz, and then Hazin Hashamayim. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us indeed to have this idea that our avoid is very clear. Our avoid is to harven. The more you harven, you're able to reach to a level which is much bigger than you, that inspiration. And sometimes you have this eureka moment, right? The eureka moment is when the Torah which is embedded in us, the Torah which is already encoded in us, it's subconscious in us, allows you to come to the conscious, which is Torah Shebuksav, it's Adenoyset, and then the Hashpo are really much greater and much bigger. The Shabbos leads to the Neshama to reach out, Bishetorach B'Shabbos, Yoichal B'Shabbos, and that leads to the Neshama Yisera. That's the avoid of Etz Hadas to Etz Chaim. The Schar is Etz Hadas. The Etz Hadas avoid is to reach to Etz Chaim. The Vakshena Kakesef. Then you go to Vashera Kakesef, the way to reach to the Matmoinim, but once you read, then it's finding something which is way beyond, and that's why it's Kamatmoinim Tachpesena. That's by Yaakov and Israel, and that's why the first one is Kabilu. You have to listen. You have to first, the Tishma. Then you could Kabilu. Then it allows you to be Mekaba and to perceive something which is way beyond. You listen to the Brochas. If you do the listening, then you could get the understanding. Hazinu is Hashamayim v'tishmaras v'rifi. And always the Noisen comes first. That's why Shabbos, we know that the Shabbos is the result of Toshabos. The Shabbos gives you the inspiration to your mindset. The Miyah mindset finds the Shabbos that leads you to the Neshom Yisera. That's what the Gro says. Chabat Moinim Tach Pesena is the Neshama Yisera comes after you reach your Neshama, which is already there. The Noisen is always there first. That's why Yosef is hidden from his brother. The ones who uncover Yosef is Yehuda, because the avoid is a Tadas, uncovering, reaching out to Etz Chaim. And that's the avoid that we have, each one individually. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us and help us to indeed reach out to this Madrega.
the first two brothers were rebuked. I don't think he got back to that. Shimon, Reuben, Levi. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. But the rebuke.
Why the rebuke is with them, right? Why is that, in other words, why is that rebuke reviewed? In other words, to be able to see the rebuke, you need something to see it. You need to be mekabel. And I always say like this, when is a klola? When somebody gives you a klola, you listen to the klola, the rebuke, but you have to see the brocha within it. And when somebody gives you a brocha, you have to see the tocheha within it. You know, there's always an encoded message. Sometimes there is something good that you have to know what the message is, and sometimes there is something bad that you need to know what the message is. Shimon, if you look, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, they are getting a rebuke, and their avoid is to see the brocha within the rebuke. Everybody else is getting a brocha. They have to see from the brocha what the rebuke is.
Because if you get a brocha,
yes,
the reason why they're being rebuked, Yaakov Avinu is explaining why I'm not giving Malchus to them. They're first up. They should have gone to them. And so he's going until he gets to Yehuda, who gets Malchus, then he can go on and give everyone brachas. But he had to explain why he was skipping over them. There was those first three, the first three in birth order.
Okay, yes. But I think that this is life, right? This is so important in life. In life, there is always what you listen to reach out to the real message. Yeah, for you have the first step to reach out. But you're right.
No, there's 68 left. I'm saying both things should be true.
Makes sense a lot. This is a Hadassah, yes.
Yes, yeah, right. So going back to the Gemara, Megillah, Daf Vav, it's very, right, Amar Yitzchak, you know, Yogatu Matzata, Tamin, etc. That's Hani Milu B'Divrei Torah. Rav Masal Matan, Siyata Hu B'Shmaya.
Right.
It's really, there's Siyata D'Shmaya in both, really. In Yogatu Matzata, the Metziah is Siyata D'Shmaya too.
But right, but what's the difference between the two?
That the Divrei Torah are embedded in you. The Ruchnius is embedded in you.
You're breaking, yes.
The Gashmius is, you're still going to work. You have to work. That's part of the, maybe it's a different Mahalach, but it's parallel because you have to do your own Ishtat. It's your Stadlus and Siyata Dishmaya without without it being embedded in you before.
Yeah, but you know something also, Aaron, can I tell you something? I think it's even more. You see, on Avodas Hashem, it's correlated. On work, it's not correlated. So in other words, there's no causation in learning, but there's correlation. The more work you put, the more you find yourself because it's within yourself. The more you learn, the more you get. In work, it's not like that. In work, you have to do Ishtablis, right? Nothing will come. But the Ishtablis is not correlated. Right. Sometimes you have a guy who works 24 hours a day and makes a minimum salary. And there's one guy who goes ahead and invests. I always say in the world of investments today, right? There is a fund that does tons of work and invests in the stock and the stock just blows up. And there is a guy who does nothing of work. He bought Bitcoin at $1, not knowing what it was. And then it goes up to who knows how much. No correlation.
Right.
I think that Siyata Dishmaya is because the Zoinas or the world of Elam Hazeh, there's no correlation either because that's not within you. Because here, by Torah, it's already within you. So therefore, you have to do your avoyah to reach out to your potential. If you look at Rabbi Chodan putting out, this is the idea of Yaakov Avinu finding your own Shem, right? Yaakov elected to say you have to find your own name. If you find your name, you get a new name. So one name gets you to another name once you reach your Zachayim. But that's correlated, right, Yaron? You cannot expect to reach out to yourself if you don't put enough work. So it's correlated to the work. It's not caused by the work, it's correlated. Work is not correlated. So lo lachachomim alechem. You know, Aaron, I always say, you look at this day today, right? This day today, you see the story. Let me give you an example. I hate to say it, but GameStop, right? You look at GameStop. The guys who did the work, the GameStop was worth nothing. What did they do? They went ahead and they shorted GameStop. These other guys went ahead and decided to buy GameStop and they killed all the guys who went short GameStop. Even though the correlation, they put much more work to go short GameStop than to game. But that's it. Life's like this.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And that's a Givaldic thing that you have to have. Just put out, you see here this idea. This is the idea that that's Mamish Givaldi. You see that? And where is that? That's in Parshas Vayishlach. You get a new Shem, Yisrael. Yep.
mean, this notion of working and finding the matzah within, you find it in many examples. You either find it in Breslov, you know, the stories of Breslov, or even the story of finding the, you know, in the houses they inherited from the goyim in Canaan, Eretz Israel, that they'll find the buried treasures within. It's a metaphor, this notion.
Is all within, and that's the shortage of Etz Chaim. So the derech of Etz Chaim is the person himself, right? He has to work on himself to find Etz Chaim within himself. And that Etz Chaim, that's the Shem, that's Yaakov, right? Once he's Meksaken Yaakov, he could ask. That's already Koresh Shimchod Yaakov. It's not only Yaakov. Once you reach to Yaakov, then you could get Israel. Yes. Yaakov, Hivi, Mishir, Sol, Mchinas, Nachla, Mimitzor, Noshem, Yisera. So once you reach your Neshome, you can get to Neshome, Yisera. That's such a Givaldic thing, right? Once you reach to Etzachayim, Etzachayim is the Mekor, the Chayichoyla. So Yaakov Avinu reaches, Loi Kore, Oid, Shim, Chayakov. Now it's not only Yaakov, but you have to give to Yaakov. But that's the Avodah, that's the Avodah, that's the Das. That's it. Ve'odam Yoda. That's why, by the way, after Etzadas, he calls the Isha Chava, Ki Iaisa, Em Kol Chai. And then from there, she goes to Isha, Ki Misha Lukachazois, also, right? First, she gets the name Isha. After it's Ada, she gets the name Chava, because Chava, she goes back to the Isha, Ki Misha Lukachazois. So through Chava, she goes back to Misha, Ki Misha Lukachazois, right? So
do you think there's also a play on Chava? This is just a side point, but Aramaic Kibia is a snake. She's called Chava, in the sense that he saw in her, she wasn't an unambiguous Azer. It's a play on snake.
Interesting. That's a very nice idea.
It's
very funny. Kesa em kol chai, even though she killed everybody, right? Because if Yisrael came from her, and she's called em kol chai. That's the chivya. That's the topic. Yep. Very good point. Which means the in Chazal is the malchus gets to yisoid malchus, which is called a terasa yisoid, which is malchut shebi yisoid, and that's the connection. A person connects to the Shoresh HaMalchus, and the Shoresh HaMalchus is the Yesoid, that's the Yesoid of the giving. That's it. Right? Motza Yisha, Motza Toiv. Moitzia, the Motza Yisha is to find in the past, right? Motza Yisha, if he found the Yisha, which was there, is Motza Toiv. But if it's Moitzia Yisha, if it's something new, that you're not going back to your source, it's Bar Mimavis.
Reminds me, Ari, there's a Gemara, the Ran, in Shabbos, Ein Meshatchin. Right, we say in Zmir, it's l'shadoich es abonois.
Right.
The Ran says, "Miloshin sheket u'menucha sho isho motzes bebeis ba'alo." Dichsiv us motzon hu isho v'isho beis isho mitargemin b'shoiftim tishkat haaretz v'tshutcha ara v'asur sham machzos chatzecho.
Beautiful. I love it.
That's the Ran. It's right there in page 10.
At the Fayda Menucha, yes. The Mishnah was saying, as always says.
The point I want to make is, according to the Ran, I don't know if he's saying this, when we use the word shidduch, where does the word shidduch, everybody says shidduch and shidduch ahin, shidduch aher, where does the word shidduch come from? Is it Aramaic? Is it French? Is it German? According to the Ran here, he said a shidduch is where a woman, Lloyd says, shalom bebeis ba'alo. And he brings the Targum in the end of Yoshua that it says over there in the Targum. Let's see a second. Metargumin deshket haaretz shodeches ara over there by the end of the Targum.
Yeah, which is Shadchara, which is Metzia, right? But you know that if you find the Metzia, all the Shidduchim is find the Metzia that was lost. You have to find something that was already there.
Right. So that when a woman gets, or a girl, a shidduch, she's finding peace in her, the metzia there is she's getting peace in her husband's house.
Right, because she's going back to her source. That's exactly
really, it. Isn't shatgar is a little bit different spelling, isn't it? Slightly. It's
no, no.
It's probably personal letters.
No, no, Shadacharis is
Shidacharis.
Shadacharis, yes, yes. Rosh always says shidduch is always going back to your source. Right, the real shidduch, Michael, if you have to go ahead and make a new shidduch, is not. A shidduch is going back.
That's
right. I mean, it's like the shmorim, when they rest, the shodich al dur dedai. I mean, they rest, they find the source, they found the mekor, right? They go back to the mekor. Shabbos is always going back to the mekor, right? Ki hi mekor habrocha. You're going back to your source. You can never get the neshama yisera unless you reach out to your neshama. Unless the week is finding yourself, then you can basically appreciate. That you look at the Berchon and says that's the Neshama. Once you get Yaakov, Eichim, Yishvil b'nei Yisorim, b'china Nachla b'mitzorim. That's how you get to Nachla b'mitzorim. Right? The Neshama Yisera. Once you get to your Neshama, right? To Yaakov, once you the Tikkun of Yaakov, you get to Yisrael. That's it. That's the Mitzad Adois. And once you reach Etzachayim, the whole avoid is to get from Etzachayim. Our avoid is to reach Etzachayim. That's our avoid. So our avoid is not to get Etzachayim. Right, in other words, our Torah Shebal Peh is to understand Torah Shebichsav, but like the girl says, in the end, it's only Torah Shebichsav. And then you could get all things. Once you could, for Torah Shebal Peh, you could see the shining of Torah Shebichsav is what you're getting. So that's why the girl is so if you have only learned Torah Shebichsav, right? That's in the Shabbat Seira. We should be Zoich on Shabbat, so the Shabbat Seira. That's why I always say this seer when I go to Shabbat, that's how you get to ponder a little bit more.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com